It's been more than a week since the riots in Ealing, but there are still signs of the violence. Shops are boarded up and there are fresh floral tributes at the site where 68-year-old Richard Bowes was assaulted after he tried to put out a fire last Monday. One reads, "Thank you, Richard, for trying to make the world and our community a better place." He later died in hospital. Since the trouble, we've heard politicians talking about what they want to do to punish those involved in the riots and to stop them happening again. Home Secretary Theresa May is considering new curfew powers for police.
Under existing laws, there is no power to impose a general curfew in a particular area. And while curfew conditions can be placed on some offenders as part of their ASBO, criminal sentence or bail conditions, there are only limited powers to impose them on somebody under the age of 16.
In Ealing, people agree the police need to get tougher.
They should have, in the beginning, used rubber bullets, I think, to frighten them, because these youngsters are not frightened at all today.
Water cannons, so just allow the police to use rubber bullets. That's going to be just much easier for everybody.
The water cannons and the plastic bullets should have been used straight away.
There have also been suggestions anyone convicted in connection with the riots should be sentenced to a prison term, and some boroughs have said they'll evict rioters from their council homes. People here don't think that will work, though.
I think if they lose the benefits, it's going to make it even worse, because they're going to have nothing to live on, so they're going to go back and do the same sort of thing.
You know, where are you going to put them if you kick them out of their council house? You can't leave them on the side of the road.
Windows are being replaced and shops are reopening, but it seems the community in Ealing want to see a change in policy to stop violence flaring again.